everybody, welcome back to the G Show. If you're a new listener, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. And for your old-time listeners, thank you guys so much for continuing to support me. Let's get into the Week 6 preview of the NFL. All right, everybody. First game tonight, it's a Thursday night football. It's your New York Giants at 2-3 versus New England. It was undefeated in New England. Look for Tom Brady to terrorize the Giants secondary, and look for Daniel Jones to continue to be successful and create plays for the Giants offense. Get Evan Engram involved, hand the ball to Saquon Barkley. But I think the New England Patriots are overwhelming, and I think the Patriots definitely win here 30-13. I don't think that the Giants defense can upheld the New England offense. It's your 1 o'clock games this coming week. First of all, we got Carolina and Tampa Bay in New London. Carolina 3-2 coming in the game at Tampa Bay at 2-3. I think that Kyle Allen continues to progress in his career and continue to play pretty well. I mean, he's played pretty well in this last couple weeks. But I think Tampa Bay takes him here. I think that Tampa Bay has been playing way better this year. I think James Winston steps it up, finds Mike Evans, and I think the Tampa Bay somehow gets a win here. Though it doesn't matter how they do it, I just think they get a win here. I'm going to go 21-14. Tampa Bay, I think Tampa Bay's defense steps up. I think Todd Bowles is doing a lot better job, and that Tampa Bay takes care of business here, and we see the Carolina Panthers drop a game. Next game is Seattle versus Cleveland at 1 o'clock. Cleveland struggles continue for them as they lost last Monday night 31-3. I look for Seattle here to take the win. Seattle, Russell Wilson been playing like MVP this year. And Cleveland's Baker Mayfield has continued to struggle, and I don't see that stopping right now. I think Seattle definitely takes the W here. They will win 30-10. That Cleveland defense needs to step up on the line and stop the run game of Seattle. Next game, Houston versus Kansas City. Both of these teams are really good playoff bound. Kansas City, though, coming up that loss to Indianapolis with their intensity from the Indianapolis Colts defense. Houston with Deshaun Watson playing good football and that Houston defense. I think that Houston could somehow pull this off. The Kansas City defense is pretty poor. And if Houston can come up a couple stops, I don't see why not. Houston can't win this game. I'm going to go with upset here. 20-17, Houston. Next game is your defeated teams, the Washington Redskins versus Miami Dolphins. Washington at 0-5 and Miami at 0-4. I think that Washington gets it done here. I think that they have a little bit more talent than Miami. I think that Colt McCoy gets the job done this week, and Washington gets the first win of the year. Miami goes to 0-5, and Redskins go to 1-5. Next game is Minnesota versus Philadelphia. Last time this happened, Philadelphia absolutely killed Miami. Minnesota. I think the Eagles defense can help stop that run game of Dalvin Cook, and I think they can shut down Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen. I think that Philadelphia steps up and they win here. I think they win 28-20. I think that Kirk Cousins goes back to his struggling ways. He did play against a worst opponent last week in the Giants, and I think Philadelphia takes care of business. And then there is another 1 o'clock game is New Orleans versus Jacksonville. Gardner Minshew, the Minshew mania has been really hot versus New Orleans. I think New Orleans overall has more talent than Jacksonville so far. But look for Leonard Fournette to have another great game this week. And I think New Orleans take care of the business with Teddy Bridgewater. New Orleans gets this done 31-18. Next game, Cincinnati Bengals at 0-5, going against the Baltimore Ravens at 3-2. Baltimore easily takes this win. Lamar Jackson terrorizes this Cincinnati Bengals defense, lack thereof. Baltimore takes care of this game very easily. I think they won 30-3. I think that Ravens defense holds up against Cincinnati. 4-5 game is San Francisco versus Los Angeles Rams. I think the Rams defense can't hold up to the San Francisco 49ers offense. I think the 49ers find a way to win this game. I think Garoppolo has a great game and get that run game involved and get the defense of Los Angeles tired. And I think the 49ers just take care of business here. And I think they win 30-20, 7. I think it'll be a close game, but I think that San Francisco gets this W. Other game is Arizona versus Atlanta. I think Arizona gets it done this week with Kyler Murray. He's coming off his first win. I think Atlanta's defense is too poor, and Kyler Murray's been playing some pretty decent football. And I think with the combination of Murray and Johnson on the run, I think the Arizona gets this done 20-15. Next game is the Broncos versus Titans. I think that Joe Flacco, as being a veteran, can't get the job done versus the Tennessee Titans defense. I think Mariota steps up this game with A.J. Brown and Corey Davis. And Derrick Henry has a nice game this week. And I think that Tennessee takes this win 30-23. I think that this will be a close game. But again, Tennessee's offense outlasts the Denver Broncos defense. And then the other defeated team is the Cowboys versus the Jets. Cowboys easily get this win, no problem. Darnold coming back. I think it'll be more tougher than Jets will play better, but I think that Cowboys defense is killer. And with their offense, the Dallas Cowboys offensive line, be able to block for Zeke Elliott, no problem. I think the Cowboys easily gets this W. I think the Cowboys steamrolled their way in this game 40-20. I think this will be a very easy game for Dallas, and I don't think to see many struggles from Dallas. Your Sunday night game is the 1-4 Steelers versus Chargers 2-3. We don't know about the quarterback situation. If Mason Rudolph gets approved from concussion protocol, if he's playing or not. So if he plays, there's a chance. I think the Steelers can get the W. I think the Steelers are tired of losing, and I think they want to step up, beat the Chargers, who've been struggling this year. And if that happens, I think that if Rudolph plays, I think the Steelers can win. But if Devlin Hodges is in there, I'm not sure what their game plan is going to be. So if that happens, I think the San Diego Chargers take this W on Sunday night. But all in all, it really depends on the quarterback situation there in Pittsburgh. But I'm not really sure either way. And then a really good Monday night game, Green Bay versus Detroit. Detroit with that stellar defense and Matthew Stafford playing good football versus Green Bay with that Aaron Rodgers slinging. He has a cannon as an arm. I think Green Bay gets the win, but I think it's a very close game. I think that Green Bay wins. I'm going to even go 10-3. I think it's going to be a very close game. I think it's going to be very physical, divisional. And I see that Detroit stops Green Bay. But in the end, Green Bay outlasts Detroit. So Green Bay taking the W, improving to 5-1, and Detroit going to 2-1. So, guys, that's my predictions for Week 6 in the NFL. I hope you guys enjoy the Week 6 NFL. Look out for that London game. And just enjoy your weekend of football. So, hey, guys, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'll see you next time on the G Show.